You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous, which contains 101 stories about angels, miracles, divine intervention, amazing coincidences, and other events that will make you say wow when you read about them. Today we're going to talk about miraculous bonds, and these are stories that made me say wow when I read them and chose them for this new collection. In our first story, we hear from Charlie Morrow, whose mother sat her down when she was 4 and told her that she was adopted. Charlie appreciated knowing this, but she never felt compelled to learn anything about her birth parents until she was in her early 20s and she began developing a number of very serious allergies to foods that she had always loved. Her doctors told her to try and find out if her birth family had these allergies. Now, Charlie's adoption had been a closed one, so her birth records contained only redacted information about her birth mother. All she could glean from the records was that her mother had been 17 when she had her, and that she was born in the same city where Charlie still lived. This was in the early 2000s, so the internet searching capability wasn't what it is today. But there were some online adoption forums where people could post whatever information they had and try to find a connection. Charlie stumbled on a forum simply named adoption.com, where she saw post after post of adoptees and birth parents searching for one another. She was going to post, but then she panicked and she didn't do it. She wondered why her birth mother would even want to hear from her. The next morning, she went back on the forum, and she searched the existing posts, but there was nothing that matched up with her situation. So then, after spending the rest of the day agonizing about it, she decided that she would write her own post, listing some of the information she had about her birth and her birth mother. She says, "I read and reread my post before finally taking a deep breath and hitting the submit button. My eyes welled with tears as I saw my listing pop up in the feed, and I stepped away from the computer, certain that I'd just sent a plea into the void." Charlie didn't go back on the forum that day, figuring she would just be disappointed. But the next morning, she did look, and to her great surprise, there was a response which simply stated, "I think I might be your biological mother." And it was followed by details about the birth and the hospital that matched information that Charlie had, but which she had not included in her original post. Charlie burst into tears. She emailed her birth mother, and they started a conversation. And guess what? The day that Charlie posted on the forum was also her birth mother's first day on the forum. They started their search for each other on the same day. Charlie concludes her story by saying, "Connecting proved to be very powerful. I was able to reconnect with her, my birth father, siblings, and other family members. Lifelong questions have been answered, and we've been able to create a relationship I never dreamed was possible."
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Julie DeBell shares another miraculous story with us. This one about a very strange bond she had with her father right after he died. Julie's dad was a gourmet cook. He loved being in the kitchen, and he was always whipping up one concoction or another. He made dinner for the family every night. Julie says, "Unfortunately, I did not inherit my dad's talent. I tried and tried, and I read recipes, but most of the time I failed at whipping up a decent meal for anybody. Kraft macaroni and cheese was all I could manage." Julie said she never bothered to learn any of her father's recipes and watch him cook. So all that great food disappeared forever when he passed away, except for the week after they buried him. And now Julie explains, "My limitations in a kitchen were obvious, but during the week following the funeral, I got up one morning with a craving for Dad's chicken stew. I had never made it before, and yet I went to the store and bought some chicken, small potatoes, celery, tarragon, and parsley. I still had no idea what I was going to do with them. I didn't even have a recipe. At home, I chopped up the chicken, something I would never do as the feel of raw meat is disgusting to me, melted butter in a pan, and added flour, spices, and a little white wine. Before I knew it, I had a white sauce to cook my chicken and potatoes in. I had managed blindly and without a recipe book to concoct a creamy and delicate white sauce with just the right amount of flavoring. This was the most savory dish I had ever made. In the past, whenever I tried, despite using a recipe, I only managed to stir up a lumpy and sticky clump of dough. I had navigated the kitchen like a pro. Like a zombie possessed by a spirit, it almost felt like sleepwalking. It was as if Dad had taken over my body and taste buds." Julie's family was astonished, and she couldn't offer any explanation except that her father had somehow been guiding her through the whole process. She said it was like he was holding her hands and showing her what to do. The next day, she made her father's famous mashed potatoes. The day after that, she made a lasagna. And the day after that, she had a craving for smoked meat, something she normally disliked but her father loved. So she picked up some smoked meat on her way home from work. Julie says, "My son thought he had died and gone to food heaven. However, all this meat that kept landing on the dinner table confused my husband. We had been vegetarians for so long. And then it was over. 1 week of glorious cooking, and then all that skill and knowledge disappeared again. Julie was back to making macaroni salads and grilled cheese." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and you can click on the podcast button to read more about this book, which you will find wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you would like to submit a story, remember that we are always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous, about when you just have to listen to your gut feelings.